This is Dakota Allison Parker reporting from Woohoo 107, the best mates in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Haman Lee was a Korean American Hospital senior at Woodlawn Hospital in Baltimore County, Maryland, who disappeared on January 13, 1999. Her body was found 4 weeks later in Lincoln Park, the victim of murder by manual strangulation.
Many have thought Edna and Jay were in it together. Jay knew a lot of details about the murder and admitted to police that he helped Edna bury Hay in Lincoln Park.
My theory is that Edna was trying to sell Jay out to the police, but Jay did it before Edna could. Edna murdered Hay, and Edna's plan was to set Jay up for the murder. However, something happened. Jay got nervous, or maybe Edna let something slip. Jay decided to sell Edna out before Edna sold him out, which explains Edna's "you're pathetic" comment at trial. One explanation of how this theory could be backed up is that people said Jay and Edna weren't good friends, and Edna says this too.
So why does Jay have Edna's cell phone, and why are they hanging out so often around the time of the murder?
I think Edna planned to set Jay up for the crime, and so he had to get close to Jay in order to get him involved.
Another question, why doesn't Jay come forward right away?
My thought on that is that Jay doesn't come forward because he thinks that he and Adnan are in it together, but he ends up getting nervous.
So, do you have any questions?
I do. How does the Nisha call fit into the theory?
I don't think this is something that we can surely know, but I have two guesses. One is that the call was an accident by Adnan around the time of the murder. He realized this is a potential problem for him, and so weeks later he has Jay talk to Nisha from his cell phone to confirm that Jay and Nisha once spoke from Adnan's cell phone. I don't think he thought this through all the way, but the reality is that it does screw things up. The second guess, Jay makes the call intentionally on the day of the murder, since the other six calls are to people he knows, so Adnan can't say he wasn't with them. Maybe Jay makes the call and hands the phone to Adnan, who is not at practice. Or maybe Jay makes the call and pretends to be someone else.
Like, maybe he pretended to be the pizza man to Nisha's mom.
That's a possibility.
Our theory may seem a little wild, but it's possible since Jay knew so much about her murder.
Have you heard about the retrial of Adnan?
No, I haven't. Why, is he getting a retrial?
The Innocence Project proposed the idea of testing the DNA on the case, which seemed to never have been tested.
I definitely think he deserves a retrial, due to the fact of that and also his lawyer, Christina. She wasn't all there, I guess you could say. Her health was diminishing during this time and affected his case negatively.
So you're saying that he could have walked away free if he had a better lawyer?
Exactly. During this whole trial, he had to sit quiet because Christina advised him to.
Honestly, that wasn't a smart move on her part.
Yeah, I agree.
Is there anything we missed?
I think that's it.
Well, here's our special guest, Trey. He is here to decide whether he thinks Adnan's guilty or not.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence.
Why? What makes you think that?
Because with the evidence given, I don't think you can really tell if he's innocent or guilty, but I think that he is guilty of the crime, but they don't have enough evidence to put him away for it.
I understand. Thank you for tuning in on this episode of In Depth, The Murder of Haman Lee. Now back to the music.